Welcome to Mount Olive First Pentecostal Holiness Church. Thank you for connecting with us. In just a moment, Pastor Jeff will be sharing an uplifting and encouraging message that we pray will inspire you in your walk with God. Our desire at MOF PHC is for you and your family to find hope in Jesus Christ so that He will transform your life. Thanks again for connecting with us. Please contact us if we can help you discover God's purpose for your life. Enjoy the message.
It's a blessing again to have all of you here. And just very thankful, most of all, for the Lord being here, His presence here. And I want to go ahead and just get right into the Word because as the Lord helps me and Lord willing, you know, the message is to point everybody to the Lord. The Word points to Jesus, and I want us to get in the Word and then allow the Lord just to work in us around this altar here in just a few minutes. So, Lord willing, He'll help me to move pretty quickly through this, and then we can pray together. Well, this morning I want to continue with this series of messages I feel like the Lord has put on me. In fact, I've had affirmation and confirmation of this over the last several weeks, even this past week, that I knew God was directing me into this, these messages that the Lord has put on my heart about things that we need to let go of. And we need to let go of things that happen to us in our life. We all go through these experiences in our life that can create some unhealthy and heavy baggage in our life. And we can end up walking around carrying some things that God never intended for us to carry. Because of the experiences in our life that we go through, over time, we just keep adding stuff to the baggage. And it gets heavier and heavier, and it begins to hold us back spiritually. It hinders us spiritually, not allowing us to move forward in the fullness of Christ, experiencing His peace, His joy, His freedom that He wants all of us to have as His followers. And so it's very vital that we learn to let go of some things in our life. And the only way we're going to have the freedom to be able to let those things go and release them and to let it go and leave it there is through the power of God. It's through the power of God, His grace at work in us, His love at work in us, His healing at work in us. It's only through Jesus that we're able to let go and put things down and never pick them up again and to be able to walk in a way that we can walk in the fullness of God and the fullness of His Spirit, and we can experience the joy and the peace and the love of God and the freedom of God that He intends for His people to have. Now, over the last few weeks, I've been sharing with you some things that I feel like God has been like directing in me to speak to you. One of them, I shared with you how we need to learn how, through God's Word, and I know people have already experienced some breakthroughs, how to let go of offense. When somebody offends you, you need to let it go. You need to let go of offense. And Jesus even told us, He said, listen, sooner or later in your life, you're going to be offended. And you need to learn how to let go of the offense, because if you keep carrying it around, all you're doing is you're going to be bitter, you're going to have resentment, you're going to be angry, you're going to just keep fuming on things that have happened to you, that somebody did to you. So you got to learn how to let go of when you've been offended. And then last Sunday, I talked to you about how we need to let go of our past, how the past, you know, our past regrets, our past failures, past addictions, past abuse, whatever it may be, that we need to learn how to let go of the past. It's in the past. You can do nothing about it now. You can learn from it, but we learned last week you don't need to live there. And the way you let go of the past is we learn from God's Word. You need to forget it. That doesn't mean you just hope it goes away and you'll never think of it again. That word forget actually means that you cut the weight of it. You cut it away from you where it's no longer a weight in your life. So when you forget, you have to cut it. You have to cut that weight away, and then it falls away, and you can walk away. But we also learn that you don't dwell on it either. You can't dwell on the past. You don't live there. That meant you can't give it your attention every day, all day. You gotta cut the weight. You gotta turn away, and you gotta move forward in the new thing that the Lord is doing. And so you gotta let go of offense, and you gotta let go of the past. And today I want to talk to you. Oh, man, buckle your seatbelt. I want to talk to you today about something that every single one of us in this house here, we struggle with. Every single one of us struggle with this. It's something that is vital that we let go of, because we either struggle with it a little bit or we struggle with it a lot. And if you struggle with it, it will mess you up. And that is, we need to let go of worry. We need to let go of worry. Worry will mess you up. Worry. How many of you know somebody? Don't look at nobody now. How many of you know somebody that just seems like they're always worrying? They're always worrying. They're always going, what if? And they worry. I see people looking around now. Just look this way. Worry. And worry, like I said, is really, you can worry yourself to the grave. People worry. I call them nail gnawlers. They gnaw their nails. They get nervous. They worrying about this, or worry will cause you to lose a lot of sleep. Worry can do some things to your body physically. Worry will cause you to lose your hair. Man, you must worry a lot. But I want you to realize that we all at times, whether a little bit or a lot, we're prone to be weighed down by worry. And it's so toxic, it's so unhealthy for all of us to worry. And in fact, we live in a worried world. I mean, medicine's being prescribed. And I'm not against medicine, therapies. Listen, I'm worried. I need to talk. I mean, I get all that. But we live in a worried world. And worry can get the best of us if we're not careful. And it's easy. Listen to me. It is very easy to allow ourselves to be overcome with worry. And we deal with a lot of things in this life. I mean, we walk through things and we encounter things every day that tempt us to want to worry. I came across this list of the top things that people worry about here in America. Now, we shouldn't be worried about much of anything here in America, because some people are worried about if they're going to have a next meal, if they're even going to have food on the table. And we look in our pantry and we're worried, what do we want to eat? Or some people are worried if they're going to actually have any clothes to wear the next day. And we look in a closet and we're worried, what am I going to wear today? We really shouldn't have anything at all to worry about here in America, but this is a list of what the top things people worry about here in America. See if you can relate to any of these. We worry about the future. We worry about things in the future that we cannot control. We even worry about the past. We worry about, well, things that happened in the past, and now we can't go back and change anything. When I think about that, I thought, you know what? It's amazing. We worry about the future, which is a mystery, and we worry about the past, which is history. And what happens is we fail to rejoice in the present time that we're living in right now, because we're worried about the future, we're worried about the past, and we can't even rejoice and be thankful for the moment that we're in right now. And so we're worried. People worried about the future. They're worried about the past. People worried about their money. What's my retirement going to be? If I'm going to, you know, whatever, money. They're worried about that. They're worried about their health. Am I going to get a good report? What's going on in my life, in my body? People are worried about job security. People are worried about their relationships with others. You're worried about your family. You're worried about your spouse. You're worried about your kids. You're worried about your grandkids. People are worried about what others think of them. Listen, the truth is, we're all tempted to worry about so many issues in this life. It's been said that worrying is like rocking in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but doesn't get you anywhere. My illustration of that would be, it's like sitting on a dirt bike with no chain on it. You hit the throttle and there's no chains and the sprockets are spinning, but you ain't going nowhere. And that's like worry. That's worry. You're worrying, but you're not going to get anywhere, because you know why? Worry is worthless. Worry is worthless. And we need to learn how to let go of worry. And the good news is, you can let go of worry because, one, Jesus loves you. He cares about you. He doesn't want you carrying around the baggage of worry. He wants you to be able to put it down and exchange that worry and have his peace in your life, that no one, no issue, no circumstance that anybody can take away from you. He wants you to have his peace. And so I want to share with you from God's word, how through Jesus Christ, we can let go of worry. I want you to open your Bible to Matthew chapter 6. I'm going to read to you several verses here. Matthew chapter 6, 25 through 34. Matthew 6, chapter 25 through 34. Now, I'm getting ready to read this to you. This is Jesus speaking to his disciples. He's speaking to his followers. It's very relevant to all of us today. You need to know that the very first word in verse 25 says, therefore. So what if you ever see therefore, you need to ask, what is it there for? Well, it leads you back to what was just said. And Jesus was just telling them that they don't need to put their faith in earthly treasures. Don't put your faith and hope in earthly treasures. And then he goes on to say this right here. He says, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more important than food, and the body more important than clothes? Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? Hit somebody on the side and say, read verse 27 again. Who of you by worrying can add a single hour to his life? And why do you worry about clothes? See how the lilies of the field grow? They do not labor or spin. Yet I tell you that not even Solomon in all his splendor was dressed like one of these. If that is how God clothes the grass of the field, which is here today and tomorrow is thrown into the fire, will he not much more clothe you, oh, you of little faith? So do not worry. It's the command. Do not worry, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear? For the pagans run after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well. Therefore, just because of what he just said, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own. Jesus here in these passages in the Gospel of Matthew, he is telling his disciples, and he's telling all of us today, that we need to let go of worry. We need to let go of worry. I want you to look to your neighbor right now and say, let go of worry. Let go of worry. If anyone had a reason to worry, it would have been the disciples, because they're about to be sent out. They're about to be released into a very dark and difficult world where evil people are going to come against them. They're about to face some struggles like they have never faced before in their life that is going to test their faith. And right there in the face of all that they're about to encounter, all the challenges that they're about to face, Jesus reminds them. He says, listen, don't worry. Don't worry. Don't put your faith in these treasures on the earth. Don't worry, because you have a heavenly Father who's going to take care of you. He reminds his disciples, he says, listen, the birds, he says to his disciples that the birds trust God for their food. You never see birds on a tree going this right here, nervous about how they're going to get a meal. God's going to provide the meal. God's going to provide. And the lilies, they trust God for their beauty. So why can't they, the disciples, trust the Father for what they need? And what Jesus is telling them, you can write this down. Jesus is telling them, you're living with worry. And because you're living with worry, you need to know this. It is unnecessary. The worry that you're experiencing in your life, it is unnecessary, it is unhelpful, and it is very unfruitful. And he tells them that living with worry is like living like the pagans. Pagans, think about it. The pagans are those that don't even believe in God. They're the ones who don't even trust in God. So here's what's happening. When we decide that we're going to carry worry and we're going to worry, you know what we're actually doing? We're actually walking in some kind of form of atheism. Because we're saying that there's not a God that we can trust. And so we need to make sure that we put down worry because we're not like the pagans who don't believe in God. Jesus says, why worry? You're a child of God. He's your heavenly Father. Why don't you trust the one that is above all things? Trust the one that is in control of all things. We have a heavenly Father that is near us. He loves us. He cares for us. He's faithful. And Jesus says, why worry? Now, that word that Jesus uses here in Matthew 6, the word worry, you know that in the New Testament it was written originally in the Greek. And when you study that word, and listen, you don't want me from Calypso trying to pronounce that word for you. But just believe me, this is what that word means. The word worry in the Greek, it actually means division. It means division. It also means being distracted. And how true that is with worry. How true that is with worry, because when we worry, we get divided on the inside and we get distracted on the inside. Our minds, we get so preoccupied with things that are going on in our life that are really out of our control. And what happens is we get divided on the inside and we get distracted from looking to God and trusting God. And I've seen it. I've experienced it in my life as well, that when we worry, we get all divided in our emotions, and we become unstable, and we're like a roller coaster. We're up and down, up and down, up and down. Our emotions are all over the place. And Jesus said, don't worry. Don't allow yourself to get divided on the inside. Don't allow yourself to get distracted on the inside by all these things that are out of your control. And so God help us to let go of worry. So how do we let go of worry? Well, I'm glad you asked. Number one, don't worry. I know you're going to think, be happy. No, that's not it. Pastor Kevin could probably sing that song. The number one, don't worry, trust God. Don't worry, trust God. In verse 30, Jesus says to them, he says, you of little faith, you of little faith. So the problem here with worry is a trust factor. It's the trust factor. He calls them, you of little faith. They're not putting their faith in God. The reason we worry is because we're not trusting in the Lord. Listen, I don't know how much time I have wasted in my life worrying about things that will never happen. I heard somebody say 90% of the things that you worry about are things that are never going to even happen. And we waste valuable time worrying about things that are never going to happen. And the whole reason why is because we're not trusting in our Heavenly Father. And Jesus says, you know what? You of little faith, when you're not trusting in God, you're like the pagans. You're like the pagans who don't even believe there's a God. And they're definitely not going to trust in God. But you're not them, he's reminding them. Listen, he says, therefore, you are not like them. You are a child of God. You are a follower of Jesus Christ. You can trust God because you belong to him. And he is your heavenly Father. And so don't worry. Don't worry. You can let go of worry because we have a heavenly Father that we know that's going to take care of our lives. Be encouraged this morning. Don't worry. You have a heavenly Father that is going to take care of you. He's going to take care of the needs in your life. And Jesus reminds them, listen, look at all the creation around the world, the birds and the lilies. Aren't you much more valuable than they are? Why are you worrying? Jesus says, don't worry. Because your heavenly Father is going to take care of you all day, every day, all the way. And you can trust God with all the things going on in your life. Don't be worried about people and how they act toward you or don't act toward you. Don't be worried about problems because we have a heavenly Father we can trust that is guarding us, that is guiding us. We have a heavenly Father that we can trust who is protecting us and providing for us. You need to let go of worry because we have a heavenly Father that we can trust to do good things. Has God been good to you? Come on. We can trust Him to do good things. You can let go of worry because we have a heavenly Father we can trust to do great things. You can let go of worry because we have a God who's able to do the impossible. He's a God who can make a way. You can trust God today that He cares for you. He wants to bless you. You can let go of worry today because He's a God that is above all. He's in control of all things. His ways are not our ways. You can trust God because He's faithful. You can let go of worry because you can trust the God who is your heavenly Father. I'm reminded this morning that some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we trust in the name of the Lord our God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm not going to worry. I'm not going to worry because I can trust God. I can trust. He's been faithful to me. Has He been faithful to you? He's never failed you. He's never forsaken you. He's the on-time God, and you can trust Him. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. And acknowledge Him in all of your ways. He will direct you. Trust God. Don't worry. Trust God. Number two, don't worry. Seek God. Don't worry. Seek God. Verse 33 says, Jesus told him, He says, here's what I want you to do. Don't worry. What you need to do is seek His kingdom and His righteousness and all these things. Say all these things. All these things will be given to you as well. Listen. Instead of spending your time biting your nails, losing sleep, wasting energy, worrying, what we need to do is seek God, and we seek God in prayer. We need to seek God in prayer. Prayer changes things. Listen, you're either going to pray. And Paul says you need to pray. When you don't worry, pray. I love Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Paul says this right here. He says, don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank Him for all He's done. And then, when you do that, you're going to experience God's peace, which exceeds anything that we can understand. His peace will guard your hearts and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. I love that passage. Write it down. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Paul is telling us, don't worry. What you need to do is seek God in prayer. Tell God what you need. Tell God what you need. Listen, when you're going through life and you feel worry trying to creep in your way, you need to go ahead and tell God what you need right then. If you feel worry trying to creep into your mind, creep into your emotions and divide you and distract you, what Paul is saying is you need to tell God what you need. Seek God, pray to God, and tell Him what you need, no matter how big it is or how small it is. You tell God. The Bible says you have not because you ask not. You need to let go of worry and seek God in prayer. Because when you pray, the Bible says God hears. When you pray, God works. When you pray, God turns things around. When you pray, God moves. When you pray, God gives His peace. And if you don't have His peace right now and you're still walking around worried, keep praying, keep praying, keep praying until the peace comes. And then you can let go of the worry. Keep praying. I'll testify real quickly here because about 2 weeks ago, worry began to try to creep in my way. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. In fact, there was like 3 days there during the night that I would wake up like at 3 o'clock, 3:30. And that's not uncommon a lot for me, but there was something that just was stirring in me and I could not figure out what it was. And about that third day of going through that, I got up that morning and the boys were out of the house. Lisa was gone. And I just began to pray. And I began to ask God, Lord, what is it that is keeping me so unsettled right now? That's keeping me from being able to rest like I need to rest. Because some of you know, if you don't rest right, it just messes you up. And the Lord, I just couldn't hear anything from the Lord. And I decided to go for a prayer walk that morning and went out praying. And while I was walking, I was like, Lord, please tell me what it is. Tell me what it is that is causing this. And I mean, I'm not going to say it was an audible voice, but you know when the Lord speaks to you, man, it's just like a great peace that comes into your heart. And while I was walking, the Lord says, you're worrying. You're worrying. And I'm like, Lord, I'm not worrying. He's like, yeah, you are. What am I worrying? He said, you're worried about your family. You're worried about your boys. And you don't even realize that you're worried. And I began to think on some things that the enemy was trying to put these thoughts in my mind. And how many of you know, you worry about your family. You're concerned about your family. But I had moved to a whole nother level. And I was worried about what was going to happen in their life. I was worried about their next steps. I was worried about the enemy trying to attack them. I'm just letting you know, friend, when you hear stories of what people are going through in this church and our community, I come home, I'm like, Lord, please protect my boys. And worry had creeped in. And while I'm walking with the Lord that day, and I admitted to him, I began to confess, Lord, forgive me for worrying. God put a peace in me. He says, son, I got them. I got them. They're going to be fine. I got them. And I had a peace to come on me. And I told Lisa, I said, God done a work in me today. Hallelujah. And friend, let me tell you, worry was creeping in. And if worry is creeping in your life, you need to tell God what you need. Don't be ashamed to make those confessions to God. Don't be embarrassed to make those confessions to God. Tell the Lord what you need. If you feel fear coming on, tell God what you need. If you feel worry creeping in, tell God what you need. If you're stressed out in life, tell God what you need. If you're confused, tell God what you need. If you're lacking peace, tell God what you need. If you're lacking provision, tell God what you need. Whatever you need in your life, you can tell God your needs. And the Bible says, Paul said in Philippians 4:19 that God will meet all your needs according to his glorious riches in Christ Jesus. Jesus said, listen, disciples, you need to look to your heavenly Father because he's going to supply all of your needs. All of your needs. Not some of your needs, but all of your needs. Don't miss this. He is going to supply all of your needs, not all of your greeds. He wants to supply all of your needs. We get greedy. We want this. We want that. But the Lord is going to supply all of your needs. So don't worry. Just seek God in prayer and just take a walk with him and tell him what you need. Tell him what you need. And then the last thing I want to tell you here before we pray, is don't worry, give God thanks. Amen. Give God thanks. Amen. Paul said here in Philippians 4:6, he says, give thanks for all that he has done. He says, I want you to tell God what you need, and then when you do that, begin to thank him for all he's done. If you want to let go of worry in your life, begin to thank God for all he's done. Has God done anything for you? Hello. I mean, listen, if you're laying there and you're biting nails at night and you can look down at your hand now and you can know if you're the nail gnawler, or if you can't sleep at night, just begin to lay there and begin to thank God for all that he's done. When you feel worry creeping in, thank him for all he's done because it reminds you of the faithfulness of God. I thought about it. I mean, you can give thanks for all the times that he worked things out in your life. You can give thanks to the Lord for how he provided for you time and time again in your life. You can give thanks to the Lord for those times that he protected you, even when you didn't even know it. You can give the Lord thanks today that he made a way for you. You can give thanks to the Lord today for the many times that he picked you up out of the pit. Every time God picked you up, set your feet on solid ground so you could keep going again. You can give thanks to the Lord for that. You can give thanks for all the breakthroughs in your life, all the victories in your life, all the miracles in your life. Give thanks to all the blessings in your life. If you can't think of no blessing, look at the person beside. That's a blessing to you. We got so much to give God thanks for. And Jesus says, don't worry. Paul says, don't worry. Give God thanks, because when you look back and remember how faithful he was then, you know that no matter what you're going through now, you can let go of the worry, because he's going to be faithful now. He's going to be faithful now. Come on, hallelujah. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. Don't worry. Just start thanking God for all he's done. Thank God for all he's done. You got to make a choice this morning that I'm not going to carry around the weight of worry anymore. It is worthless. I'm going to make a choice to let it go today. I'm going to put it down. I'm going to give thanks to the Lord for his grace, for his mercy, for his love. I'm going to give thanks that he gives me power. I'm going to give thanks right now that he helps me to endure. He gives me wisdom. He gives me peace. I'm going to thank God for all that he's done. Why am I going to worry? God is in control. He's on my side. He's for me, not against me. He's supplying all of my needs. He's helping me. He's holding me. He's carrying me. He's working all things out for our good and for his glory. Why am I going to worry? God's got me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Pastor Kevin, if you want to come with your team, just get ready, please, and you feel led to get ready to sing something to encourage us to trust God. Because I want us to pray. I know how worry is. You know, that was good. That was good. I'm feeling good about this thing. I'm not going to worry. And then we get out there in the parking lot. Well, we're worrying. Creep right back in again. Worry has a way to creep towards you. And I want you to be free. I want you to be able to release that today in the name of Jesus. And I'll just say it to you like this right here. There may be some nights and some early mornings that you're laying in your bed and you just got to say, I am not going to worry. I am not going to worry. I'm going to trust God. I'm going to seek God in prayer. And I'm going to give you thanks, God. I'm going to give you thanks. And devil, you're not going to win this battle. You're not going to move me into a place where I am worried, because it's worthless. What can it do? It can't add a single hour to your life. Why worry? God's on your side. He's holding you. He has your family. He's providing. He's making a way. Don't you allow yourself to get distracted or divided and preoccupied with all your emotions. No, no, no. Jesus said, you read it in Matthew 6 there. He says, you got a heavenly father. You got a heavenly father. You got a heavenly father. Don't lose sight of that. Don't get distracted. You got to keep trusting in God. And you got to tell God what you need. You got to cast all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. You know what that's a picture of? A release. I'm coming today, and I am releasing worry off of me. I am letting it go. I'm telling you today now, I'm serious. I thought about just taking this thing and just throwing it. I don't want to hurt nobody. She said, thank you, Lord. Isaiah 26 says, you will keep in perfect peace him whose mind is steadfast, because he trusts in you. Talking about he who trusts in the Lord. I want you to have perfect peace. I want you to stop worrying. I want you to let it go, and I want you to give it to the Lord. I want you to, in just a minute, I want you to bring your issue. I want you to bring your circumstance. I want you to bring it in that struggle, whatever it is that's causing you and making you prone to worry. I want you to bring it to the altar, and I want you to cast it. I want you to release it. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? Nobody looking around. Maybe you're here this morning and you want to release this worry, and but you don't even know Jesus as your Savior, and Jesus is here today and He loves you and He wants to save you from your sins. He died on a cross for you and for me. He bled and died and was buried, and on the third day He was raised back to life. And because He lives, we can live forever. We can live a victorious life, a life in Jesus Christ. And that's a life of peace, not worry, not worry. So the very first thing some of you may need to do is right here in this moment, you may need to repent of your sins, and you may need to receive Jesus Christ as your Savior and your Lord, that you would surrender your life to Him, surrender all to Him. If you will call, the Bible says, for everyone who calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Friend, don't waste another breath, another moment, that you would make that decision right now, right now. And that you would have a peace knowing that you are saved, that you have a Lord over your life, Jesus, who cares about you, and you have a heaven to look forward to. If that's you, and you need to be saved, I encourage you to make that decision right now, even here in just a few minutes as we open this altar up. But I want to ask you, if you're here this morning and you have a struggle, a circumstance, maybe you're walking through some things like right now, maybe even as you go into this upcoming week, and there's almost like a, I mean, it's got you shaking a little bit. It's got you worried a little bit. There's almost an even dread to it because of what you're feeling. And you know it's worry trying to creep in. And God is saying, I don't want you to pick that up. I want you to let that down. And I want you to receive my peace today. And I want you to have victory over any worry in your life. Don't worry. Trust me. Trust God. Don't worry. Seek me in prayer and tell me what you need. Just tell me what you need. And then seek God. Don't worry and thank God. Is there anybody here today that has been fighting worry? Raise your hand. Just lift your hand. You're fighting worry. Yeah, we might as well just open up the whole altar for everybody. You put your hands down. Everybody stand together, please. Here's what I want you to do. I'm serious, please. I want you to obey the Lord. Pastor Kevin's getting ready to sing here, and while he's singing, if you need to release the worry, I want you to come right now and just come to the altar, please. Bring it to the altar right now. Bring it to the altar right now. Come on. I've been worried. I've been worried about my future. I've been worried about my past. I've been worried about my family. I've been worried about my finances. I've been worried about my health. I just need to release this off of my life. There's this thing that has divided my mind. It has created a distraction in my life, and I need to give it to the Lord. So just come to the altar right now. Just come to the altar.